Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're going to be joined by Tina Grange from Carbon County Tourism. We're going to be talking about the Carbon Corridor, more not just as a brand, but kind of things that are moving it forwards, you know? So thank you, Tina, again for taking the time to come join us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So let's kind of just start at the beginning. So what was kind of the initial idea behind the rebranding from Carbon County Tourism?
Well, Carbon County as a whole was looking at opportunities focused around economic development and bringing in new business and new visitors to the county. And so back in 2018 is when those conversations started, and there was a new committee that was created, and it was the Community Economic Council. And then shortly after that, I applied for a grant. We had Roger Brooks come and secret shop our area, all of our small towns, and we did a big presentation at the university for all those facts and findings. And it was shortly after that that the Utah Office of Tourism reached out and said, we're seeing the success that you guys are doing from the Roger Brooks visit. We want to incorporate a destination development plan and branding and marketing through our co-op grant, but we need a pilot county to figure out how that's going to work. And they said, would Carbon County be interested? And so, of course, I don't make those decisions myself. And so, first of all, we went to our tax advisory board to get their recommendation, which then we presented to the commissioners, and they approved us to go through the process. So,
and so just that whole process, it's been a really exciting thing for the county. You kind of hit on it there, that it's bringing a lot into the county, kind of rebranding it, not as just a place to stop by, but kind of the destination for where you're going. Now, let's kind of talk about the more in-depth into the rebranding process. So who was involved in this and what were their roles?
Oh, I'm so glad that you asked that. So once we got a visit from the company that we are going to work with, they came into our town and spent a whole week here. And so they did. We posted agendas for meetings for community members, business owners to attend. They went and interviewed and talked to businesses. They talked to locals, just eating in restaurants. And they gathered all this data and information, which then they presented us with a facts and finding report. So it was a room full of people. So we had a lady that trained horses in Wellington. We had government officials. There were so many people involved with gathering the information and then looking at narrowing it down to a more cohesive group of people. Because, I mean, you can't work with 100, but you should ask 100 their feedback and getting all that information. So that's kind of how it started. And then once the facts and findings report was presented in city meetings, in public forums, we kind of came up with two different marketing concepts, which brought forth a couple of different brand ideas. I was trying to go back to my notes to remember. I don't remember the other ones. But it wasn't always the Carbon Corridor. I mean, there was a process that we all kind of contributed with. So it's not something that I decided. It's something that was decided on a group of people. But I wanted to touch really quickly on, we weren't looking to change who we were. Castle Country did not make sense for Carbon County. It wasn't something that we could own. And what we really needed was a marketing plan and strategies. And that didn't exist with the Castle Country. Castle Country to me was, well, it really was a regional location, and it was created for economic development projects. And so when people refer to Castle Country, yeah, they know that's Carbon and Emery. But that wasn't a tourism brand. And how are we going to attract visitors to come here? Castle Country was confusing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you there. Growing up here, I just remember as a kid, I always was a little confused by Castle Country. But Carbon Corridor, just in my mind, makes a little bit more sense as a tourism brand. You know, it kind of shows not just, and it's not just an area, it's a series of destinations we can go to. So that's something that I really enjoy about this Carbon Corridor brand. And let's kind of talk more about this brand identity. So what are some of the key elements of the Carbon Corridor identity? You know, logos, color schemes, taglines, stuff like that.
Oh my gosh. I think the biggest element of the brand is that you can see each one of our cities in the brand and in the messaging. That was really important to us. So as we sat down and figured out who are we as far as a destination, right? Somebody said, hey, we have a mountain biking trail. But then we talked about our competition and they said, okay, well, Moab has mountain biking trails. Do you have more mountain biking and better mountain biking than Moab? We're like, no. Well, you're not going to be a mountain biking destination then. And so as we looked at what each city had to offer, we believed in the uniqueness and we thought this is going to take all of us. We're not going to be visit price. We're not going to be visit helper. It's going to take every one of our cities. So that's the biggest element, is that you can see a piece of each one of our towns and cities in our brand and they're represented in that brand. And so nobody's left out.
Yeah, I really like that. It's not just specific to one town. One town isn't just the destination. It's the whole county that you're wanting to go to. And I really like that about the Carbon Corridor brand. Now, what feedback have you guys received from residents about the new brand?
Well, first of all, this is an established brand. It's been going for 5 years. And so we rebranded in 2019, and we have received a lot of support, especially for those who were involved in the process. But I'll be honest with you, not everybody liked it. I will say that change is very hard. And we see that all the time in our small communities. But like I said, it wasn't something that Carbon County could own. And we wanted to build something that had strategy behind it. When I started in 2016, I was the PR and marketing manager, and we didn't even have a marketing plan. I'm like, well, how can I manage marketing if we don't have a marketing plan? So coming up with this has been awesome. I think if people step away from a name and they delve into what's behind Carbon Corridor and how does it represent our communities as a whole, and they look at the actual brand. There's a brand is way more than a logo. I'm sure you know that. And we're delivering the message to start here. Right. So people are passing the Carbon Corridor and they're going to Moab and they're going to Grand Junction and they're going to Lake Powell and they're going to Park City and they're doing all these things. The message that we're trying to deliver is exit at these exits, every one of these small towns. And we're trying to show them Helper has this, Price has this, Wellington has this, East Carbon has this. Spend a day, spend a weekend, spend a week. It's possible to do that in the Carbon Corridor.
And I agree with you there that it's so much more than just a name change, because we were talking about it beforehand. This includes things like geocaching tours, foodie tours. Just there's so much to do in the Carbon Corridor that people are kind of overlooking, in my opinion, because they get caught up on the name change from the Castle Country area. And I feel like once you're able to kind of set that aside and look at what this marketing plan is actually doing for the area, you see that it's creating so much good for not just tourism. It's helping the local economies boost. Oh, it's going to bring in that tourism. So it's really helping the area in ways that people really aren't looking at.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up. The dollars that come in from tourism has grown year over year over year. And what that's doing is, so I'll just really quickly say that our department is not funded from the general budget. Our funding completely comes from transient room tax and restaurant tax. This process that we went through, we were writing grants to match our money to be able to redo a new website, to create a new visitor guide, and all these marketing pieces that I brought with me today. And in all fairness, props to the locals. They're not going to see a lot of these efforts, and I'll tell you why. It's because our advertising and marketing is outward facing. We are trying to get people that don't live here to come here and see what we have. And so we have created pieces that locals will see. So this year we did a new tent that's on all the restaurant tables that talks about music in the corridor and all the concerts that are happening. So locals can find that and visitors. But yeah, for the most part, they don't see our marketing efforts, but that's why I'm so glad that you asked me to come in and we're able to share this with our local communities. Our restaurants and hotels they're doing well. And that money has allowed us to give back to the event center, which is a huge place that supports our locals, right? So that's our recreation department and all the things they offer, like the softball, and your kids play soccer there. So tourism dollars helps with that, helps alleviate the tax burden on our resident. So without those dollars, where are they going to get the money to maintain that facility? A lot of things like that. New signage. We just did a road project in 9 Mile. Two new pullouts and parkings. New signage in 9 Mile. And then we have new wayfinding signage. So if you're out by the Carbon Events and Recreation Complex, you'll see all that new signage down by the CERTA building. Tourism dollars help pay for that. Public safety. We just helped with the new fire department contract. We just helped with the new dispatch system. Our money has to be spent like the state tells us to. So we're under state statute. We can't just spend it on what we want. We have to spend it as the state tells us we have to. So
now we've kind of talked about the past. We've talked about the present. Let's kind of move on to what the future might hold for the Carbon Corridor brand. So kind of do you have any plans in mind on how it's going to evolve and stay relevant and engaging as the years kind of go on?
Oh, definitely. So anyone who has followed our social media, anybody who's found our website, follows our website, sees some of our marketing, will see how our brand has evolved over time. So there is always a different flair and look to any of the marketing that we're doing. So we have a different look to our geocaching marketing. Our summer campaigns look different than our winter campaigns. Our OHV and off-road things look different than our museum, like bringing people inside. We did Once You Know, Then You'll Go. We did that whole campaign last year and part of 2022 and 2023, which is like, once you know where Carbon County is, you're going to want to go there. And so it's always evolving. It's always changing. And it'll change as our destination changes, you know, as we use those dollars to put in new trails, things that our locals love to do. You'll see that marketing start to change. I think the future is bright for Carbon County as a whole with economic development and tourism. There's a lot of things that people don't see until it's actually out there, but there's a lot of things happening. And we're so blessed and to be able to be where we are today. And so I can't take the credit for that. Commissioners can't take all the credit for that. Our cities are a part of that. Our residents are a part of that. And the people who own business in Carbon County are a part of all of it.
Now, it's just, there's so much to be excited about with the Carbon Corridor. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I think the listeners... I would like to encourage them to get outside in their own backyards. Don't get so stuck of, I assume that people are here because they want to be here, right? And so often we forget about the amazing opportunities and things that we have right in the place that we live. So I encourage you to visit those places that you haven't visited. If you haven't been to 9 Mile Canyon, get out there and go see it. If you haven't been to Helper Museum, if you haven't been to the Prehistoric Museum, if you haven't done any of those things, I encourage you, go to our state park, try paddleboarding for the first time, do something different, ride on the bike trails, see what we have to offer, and just enjoy the place that you call home.
Well, Tina, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us. We really appreciate this, and it's been a very enlightening conversation. Again, that was Tina Grange. We were talking about the Carbon Corridor brand, where it came from, what it's been up to, and where it is potentially going. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.